702 and Cape Talk.
Book of the Week.
It's a Thursday, and on Thursdays on the show, we speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And today's book is called No Retreat, No Surrender, the inspiring story of a world champion sportsman and cancer warrior. It's the story of Oscar Chalupski. It's written with Graham Spence. And Oscar is, he's incredible. He's won several Ironman titles, the National Lifesaving Championship. He was our spokesperson at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. He's a multiple global surf ski champion. And then in 2019, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, an incurable bone marrow cancer. He was told he had 6 months to live, but as is in his nature, he properly fought it and continues to paddle kayaks and play golf and all sorts of things. So it's a great pleasure today to welcome Oscar Chalupski to the Midday Report. Oscar, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. This very much is an uplifting account of grit, perseverance, talent, and attitude, very much like your career has been.
Yes, thank you, Mandy. Thank you for having me on the show. Yeah, that's the whole thing, is to try, and I didn't want to be another autobiography with telling me how good I was in sport. I want something that's going to help the people out there around the world to not go through the harsh times that I've had and sort of face sort of a book to help people face all these challenges that they have. And there's plenty out there, as you know.
That's for sure, yeah. So in your story, you speak about how you were getting ready to race in Australia. You had this terrible pain. But of course, your nature is to push through this absolute agony. But you then found out that there was actually a tumor on your spine.
Yes, it's funny. I'm actually sitting in the same chair when I got the news. Because what happened, I went and had an MRI. And on the MRI, the radiographer, not the radiologist, said, no, I can, showed me the picture, and I could see, even I with the naked eye, I could see this golf ball pushing in my spine. That's why I had so much pain. And it was on the 25th of November, 2019, and the next day was my wife's 60th birthday. She didn't even know I'd organized a surprise party for her 60th. And we got the news. You can imagine it didn't go down well with my wife. But again, as I say in the book, and as I try and tell other people, is that, hey, life carries on. I said, we are having that party, and I'm still alive, and this, whatever this thing I've got in my back, it's not going to kill me tomorrow. I'm still here, and we're still going to have fun. And that's the whole thing about the book, is we just keep having fun.
Mm-hmm. As an endurance athlete, you have to dig deep. You have to push yourself beyond your limitations. And you speak about that in the book. As you say, it very much is motivational. It's about what motivates you and where you find your strength and drive.
Yeah, exactly, and I always try and find out when is the exact spot, that time or place that I suddenly changed this attitude of always wanting to win and always being positive. And I can't put a specific sort of date, but maybe I talk about my father being a German and really precision timing and making sure you're on time. And if you're going to do anything, do it properly. And what I try to do properly is try and win as many titles as I can, as long as I can, and now the next title is to find a cure for this cancer.
Throughout the book, Oscar, at the end of each chapter, there are lessons, and I love this because you summarize what you've learned through your personal experience and what other people can take from it as well. Why did you decide to do that?
You know, I think that because again, right in the beginning, you know, I didn't ever want to write a book, and then suddenly you become a sportsman with cancer, and I thought, okay, let me see how I can do that. And then Graham came up, my co-author came and said, listen, let's do life lessons so we can actually help people through this book. And I've had some people commenting, and listen, I keep the book next to me, and I read the life lessons, and it helps me through life. And that's what I wanted this book to achieve, is to not only, as I say, a portion of the books, my book's royalty goes to Campaigning for Cancer, a non-profit organization. But I really wanted to make people learn from the mistakes I've made and also learn from the good things I've done as well.
And incredibly, despite terminal cancer, at the end of the book, and I'm not giving away the ending here, you say that you still have plans to ride a 100-foot wave. So what does the future hold for you?
Well, again, you never know. You know, I say cancer is ups and downs, but at the moment I'm pretty strong, and today is the World Surf Ski Championships. I was going to participate, but I'm going to do the commentary instead. But I'm still very fit, and I'm still racing fit. So Yes, it's just down the road, Nazaré, where I'm sitting right now in Porto, Portugal, about an hour and a half's drive south is Nazaré, where there can be 100-foot waves. And I'd love to do that because I love catching waves. My wife doesn't like it, but I would like it. But I have to have the right safety equipment and things like that. And yes, I think it's doable, and I'd love to do it.
Incredible, incredible. Oscar, thank you so much. The story really is, it's uplifting, it's inspirational, and thank you for chatting to us today.
Thank you very much, Mandy. I really appreciate it, and I hope all the people enjoy the book.
Oscar Chalupski there. The book is called No Retreat, No Surrender, the inspiring story of a world champion sportsman and cancer warrior as well. It is written along with Graham Spence, and it very much is uplifting. He's just an incredible guy who was able to do these amazing things, and the fight against cancer. He was told he had 6 months to live, and yet he still wants to go ride 100-foot waves. Incredible.